Welcome to Elevating La Cultura podcast, a space where I talk with Latinas who are passionate about what they do and are willing to share that passion with others to change the narrative, especially for the next generation. Each season is centered around different topics, but all with a Latina perspective. Welcome to season 7. I'm so excited to share these stories and hope they will offer encouragement, wisdom, and be something that you can relate to. So vámonos, and let's get into it. Hello, welcome to season 7 finale. If you are in the Facebook group, you are watching live. And I'm so excited to be wrapping up another amazing season of the Elevating La Cultura podcast. We have officially passed 4,600 downloads. Sometimes I get thousand and hundreds mixed up, but it's 4,600 downloads. Thank you so much to all my listeners for your continued support through each season. And I'm especially grateful to each guest that takes the time out of their day to share their story and inspire others. Continuing our celebration, we also passed 1,000 followers on Instagram. And I started this Facebook group that has grown to over 60 members. So keep sharing. Keep commenting, keep being involved, because things are happening and growing and moving forward. And so for those of you in the Facebook group watching live, this is the first place I'm going to announce merch. I designed a few Elevating La Cultura pieces that are available in the shop now. This, I'm wearing one of them. Elevating La Cultura. I'm a hoodie addict, so of course I had to design a hoodie. This is embroidered right here, and I got, it says something in the back. It says, creating change for future generations. I'm going to be using the break in between seasons to design some more, and I'm going to be popping in the Facebook group to get your opinions. So like I say, if you're listening, and you're not in the Facebook group, you're missing out. Come get in on the community. Search for Elevating La Cultura Comunidad on Facebook. Now, this season was a little longer than past seasons, and that's because mid-season I met some amazing jefas thanks to the co-working space Gita from episode 80 has set up for fellow Latina entrepreneurs to sign in to Zoom and co-work together. And so like the last half of the season features people that I connected with from that group. And that's why I believe community is so important. I started this whole podcast because I was lacking community. When I pivoted my business and left the events industry, I left behind a community that really wasn't serving me anymore and really worked to build a space that poured into me as much as I desired to pour into others. And building Elevating La Cultura has connected me with such amazing Latinas working hard, sharing their talents, and building community for themselves too. The past 3 years have been so heavy with uncertainty, isolation, a lot of loss, and many of us needing to pivot, and sometimes pivoting over and over again. From the conversations that I've been having, many of us have more clarity on how we want our lives to feel. We want joy. We want ease. We want peace. And for many of us, first-gen Latinas, that also comes with a wrestling of feeling guilty, needing to create boundaries and reassess our priorities. And that means a lot of emotional work. And it can feel even more of a burden if we're doing it all alone. So I'm thankful for my circle of friends, my jefas, my comadres, who have been a sense of comfort, given encouragement at just the right time, and pushed me to keep growing within myself and within each business pivot. I reached out to a few podcast guests to kick this season off with my first guest, Adriana, from episode 68. We met when she came to a Comadre brunch last year, and I've seen her grow in her business since we met and influence so many in her circle. and have actually like truly grown in friendship with her. I'm thankful for her friendship and passion in helping her community. My girl Izzy from episode 71 is such an example of calmness, ease, and strength. I love her enthusiasm and desire to help others feel their best. She is filled with love for everyone she comes in contact with. Like, for real, if you follow her on Instagram, she just exudes love. And that's not easy to do on a social media platform. The powerhouse hermanas, Monica and Aide from episode 72, are such an amazing duo and inspire me every day with their storytelling and how they uplift our cultura and cultural practices. For real, I admire them so much. And I remember meeting Jessica from episode 73 and hearing the platform that she is building for other Latina moms and thinking, oh, I need to have her on the podcast, because sharing your story in real time isn't easy, but I admire her vulnerability as a mommy making intentional change for her family. And the same goes for Jade from episode 77, who is also willing to share her story vulnerably about her adoption experience. She is giving a voice to so many transracial adoptees, which will continue to encourage more stories like hers to be shared in order to create change within that system. And lastly, my amiga Monica from Our Latina Lens and episode 75 is doing amazing things in building community for Latina photographers. Something that I wish I had 15 years ago when I was trying to build my photography business. It's really amazing that because of this podcast, I've been able to connect with people across the country and can actually call them amigas, and I'm cheering them on just like I know they're doing the same for me. I love it when people feel comfortable reaching out to me to be a guest. Jessica from episode 70 reached out to me a while back during another season, and I'm thankful for her patience for me to start a new season to have her come on and share about her business and message through her jewelry designs. Salina from episode 69 also reached out at the beginning of the year and was patient for me to get into production again. She is also doing amazing things for those pursuing higher education so they can have support as they continue their schooling. I'm also grateful for people who point others in my direction, like my amiga Ashley, who was featured on season 4, episode 38, who connected me with author Alisa from episode 74. What she is doing for the Latina community and the representation she's bringing to the children book space is just incredible. I am so excited for her. Ashley also connected me with Maya from episode 76, who is helping people seek simple everyday pleasures while showcasing Latina culture, which is something we Latinas can use more examples of. Like I've mentioned before, I've attended Kita's co-working cafecito only a handful of times, but have made genuine connections with guests that I featured this season. Andueni from episode 78 was gracious in sharing about a topic that isn't common for us to discuss openly, but it's a breath of fresh air when we can talk about the reality Latinas face when it comes to menstruation and the lack of education there's out there when it comes to knowing our bodies. For real, sometimes all we need is someone to start the conversation for us to be like, dang, I'm not alone. I especially love how Natalie from episode 79 shared so openly about her own life experiences and how they caused her to completely shift her life and desire peace and grounding. Her sharing her own story allowed me to think back on how my own experiences when I was younger have shifted me to communicate differently with my children. Adriana from episode 72 brought so much thoughtfulness into our conversation and really gave me things to think about when it comes to my own relationships. As Latinas and first gen and second gen, there's a lot of baggage that we carry from our ancestral heritage. And it's so admirable when we decide to take that and also heal in order for our growth to continue, so we can pour into others, including our family before us, as well as our family that will come after us. And last, but definitely not least, I get so excited when I hear about someone starting their business and them knowing that they need the support of community so they can pour back into their community with their expertise. Rosalie from episode 81 truly is full of passion and heart. And I can tell everyone around her is thankful for her help and guidance that she is giving other business owners. She is giving advice that has not been easily accessible for our community, but is so important for us to know. The past 3 years, as I've connected with more Latinas, I've found that we are so excited to share our stories. We know the power of story and representation, and we truly want each other to win. And when we do what we can to pull each other up with us. Community is the heart of our cultura. And I know that our generation is doing what we can to preserve the goodness of our community. In the advice that we pass on, in the resources that we give, and in the encouragement that we share. Community is the heart of our cultura. And I know that our generation is doing what we can to preserve the goodness of our community. In the advice that we pass on, in the resources that we give, and in the encouragement that we share. And for anyone listening, know that you are part of this community. We are all striving to elevate our cultura. So please share, please review on Apple Podcasts, because I really believe that the more ears that we get listening to our stories, the more we can continue to spread this positive energy and really elevate la cultura. Last night, as I was driving home with my daughter, she told me something that blew me away. She said, "I'm so glad that you're my mom and that you teach me the things that you do. I'm glad that you teach me to love my culture and to be proud of who I am and like what I like and not care about what others think or say about me." And I was like, whoa. Now, I don't always get it right. I mean, parenting is a roller coaster, but I'm so thankful for encouragement like that to let me know that I'm doing okay, that we're gonna be okay, that the healing that I've had to go through, the shifts that I've had to make, the boundaries that I've had to set are all worth it. I wanted to share this little story to give encouragement to those listening that while it's challenging to do the work, keep going, keep healing, and keep pouring back into the next generation, because I believe collectively we can make waves, and that makes me so hopeful. Anyway, thank you for joining me for another season. I'm coming back this fall with season 8. And in the meantime, you can stay connected with me on Instagram or in the Facebook group. And if you can, I'd love to hang out in person at a Comadre brunch. You can check out the website, elevatinglacultura.com/events, to see when the next one is coming up. And like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, check out the new merch that's available on elevatinglacultura.com/shop. You can get an early start on holiday shopping. I got a few designs going so that I could finalize the Elevating La Cultura trademark. And so we're almost there after 2 years. Hopefully by next season, it will be official. And I'm also hoping that by next season, I'll have a few more designs available for you as well. Okay, amigas. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. Enjoy the rest of your day, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening. Y nos vemos pronto. Bye.